The Steve Gruber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
You know, so Ivy and I talk to different people at the White House on a very regular basis, sometimes almost daily, seeing who's available and who we can talk to. You know, I spoke to one of the women in the radio communications department yesterday, Roma, who is terrific. By they're always terrific. And I said, man, it's got to be a good day to be working for the Trump administration. I mean, 2 years of nonsense and chaos and noise and this cloud hanging over and, you know, you can't quite do your job because you feel restricted and so forth. It's got to be a good day. My next guest, Mark Lauder, is the Trump 2020 Campaign's Director of Strategic Communication. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, you got to get up with a... Come on, you got a smile on your face. Tell me the truth.
Well, it's great when what you've been saying and you've known for 2 years is actually splashed across the headlines of pretty much every major newspaper in America. And really, but it makes you also sad that for 2 years you had to endure the constant stream of lies and misinformation that was out there. Now that we've got it behind us, you know, I know the president can't wait to get to Michigan later this week and kick things off right.
You know, the president was on this program Election Day 2016 because we had talked about that previously, that the key to victory, the keys to the White House go through Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Wisconsin. And we talked about it that morning of Election Day. And he knew, and I said this prior to that, starting back in July of 16, the key to getting there was connecting with the people that hunt and fish in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan. We have huge hunting and fishing communities, common sense people, people that go to work, that care about their families, that care about this country, farmers that work the fields, you know, teachers that go to school and teach the children. Common sense Americans is the key. And I said after the midterm elections two things. The president has to reconnect with the Rust Belt states like Michigan and Pennsylvania to make sure that he holds on to that. And I said the second thing, I said the Democrats, what they have to be careful of is overreach. My God, have they overreached beyond my wildest dreams? And the president, first stop here after the big victory is in Michigan. It's a very smart stop. Your thoughts?
Absolutely agree. In fact, I remember I was traveling with the soon-to-be vice president, and our last stop on the 2016 campaign was in Grand Rapids with the soon-to-be president. It was supposed to be the night before the election, but we were running a little bit behind because we'd done so many rallies that day, and it actually turned into election morning. And there was such a huge crowd, and I remember then-Governor Pence, soon-to-be vice president, and I left Grand Rapids that night to head back to Indiana where he could vote. And we had that great feeling that Michigan was going to be there. They, what the president was saying, and now he can go back and talk about how he's delivering on it. I mean, since when have we talked about 7,000 new auto jobs coming to Michigan, including jobs that were somewhat planned out of the country? They're now coming back to the United States, back to Michigan. These are the things the president ran on, and I know he's looking forward to getting into back into Michigan to talk about those promises that he made and he's now keeping.
Well, Congressman Jack Bergman from Michigan's 1st Congressional District was on just before you. He said his office has been getting calls for the last couple of days. He covers the Upper Peninsula and northern Michigan, a long way from Grand Rapids. But people are calling him and saying, okay, what time do we need to be there to get in the door? And I'm thinking, today might not be a bad idea. Yeah, because the lines are going to be, they're going to be bigger than ever. The event's going to be bigger than ever. Because let's be honest, the president has a chance to say, listen, I told you so, and here we are.
No, I definitely agree. I think that line is going to be quite long, and you know, I'd bring a comfortable chair if you can, or something to sit on. It's going to be great to be there. I know he's looking forward to it, and it's not going to be our last time in Michigan by any stretch of the imagination. I know that they'll be back, and both the president and the vice president will be back there quite often because Michigan does play such a huge role, and they made the choice, and I understand, you know, there's a lot of Democratic leanings in, you know, in Michigan that run strong. But when you look at what this choice is going to be, so many people, even the people that told that CNN poll last week, it was a plurality of them. 42% said they're better off today than they were 3 years ago.
Sure.
With their own finances at home. Well, why on earth would you not just want to turn away from it, but the choice is going to be, do you actually just want to go to socialism? I think even a lot of, you know, guys that are in the middle, people who are in the middle may vote Democrat 1 year, vote Republican the next, or even slightly leaning more Democrat. Like, whoa, I can't go with socialism.
Well, Mark, let me tell you this, because Mark Lauder here, he is part of the Trump 2020 campaign. He's the director of strategic communications for the campaign. I can tell you this. I talk to people every day, you know, out on the streets, ordinary folks, people that I know, friends of mine, some of them lifelong Democrats, who say because of some of the extreme left-wing ideas being put forth by Democrats this year, they can't vote for Democrats anymore. Nothing more telling than this late-term third trimester abortion deal. People, talking to a guy yesterday, lifelong progressive, said he's struggling because he can't support that. I've got other friends that have been lifelong, more traditional Democrats, if you will, said they can't support that. They can't support the idea of government-run health care. They can't support the idea of abortion on demand. They cannot support the idea of illegal aliens voting or putting the income tax to 90%, and the list goes on and on and on. But I'm going to tell you something. That abortion conversation is a game changer. Your thoughts?
It really is, and it is so disappointing. And I know a lot of people have varying views on it, but it's very rare and very extreme that even folks who consider themselves, you know, very much pro-choice, when you're talking about abortion on demand with involving a baby that could be hours away from being born, or in some cases having just been born.
Correct.
I mean, that is such an extreme position. And now I'm reading that when you look at some of the proposals for health care that some of the leading candidates from the Democrat side have out there, they're actually going now to taxpayer-funded abortion on demand.
Absolutely.
They want the taxpayers to be able to pay for this. They've gone to such lengths to just jump off a liberal cliff that I think they're turning away a lot of people in the middle. I'm from Indiana.
There's no question.
You know, I mean, we always have that same, you know, that same common sense, hard work attitude. But even people that used to vote that way are like, I just can't see it. I don't recognize the Democrat Party anymore.
I'm going to tell you right now, the tea leaves are turning so far to Trump. When I talk to a guy who describes himself as a lifelong progressive and says he's struggling because the tax break worked for him and he can't believe that they would support an abortion in the third trimester, he's appalled by that. I've talked to two women who are pro-choice, like you said, who are now saying, we can't support, that's killing children, they said. One of those, the wife of a guy that I know pretty well, she hates Donald Trump, doesn't like him at all because of this and that, and doesn't like the way he treats people on Twitter and so on and so forth. She's going to vote for him anyway because she can't support the other side. These common sense approaches to the real world are going to pay off for this president. So I repeat my advice. You must make sure you're connected to the people that hunt and fish in the Midwest, that are working the fields, that are in farming, that are in, you know, teaching, that are first responders. The common sense crowd in Michigan and Pennsylvania will carry you to success. I'll give you the last word.
I couldn't agree more. I know the president and our top team in the White House and in the campaign, we all agree. We're going to spend the next year and a half talking about just exactly those things. But the one thing we've got to make sure is that people who are out there, they've got to talk to their friends as well. They've got to make sure that people know the choice that they face in 2020.
Absolutely. All right, Thursday, 7 o'clock, the event begins. Doors open at 4. I'd get there significantly early. Mark Lauder from the Trump campaign, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment.
everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about an intense moment. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
She'll drive.